So, it's Wednesday night, approximately about 8:15, 8:20 p.m. I just happen to be driving, just to reflect on my day, right? I text a friend or two, see how they're doing, you know, catch up, to keep up, you know, check and see if my relevancy of what's going on in the world is, you know, is on point. But as I was driving, you know, a few minutes go by, I did my errand, started coming back home, and I guess people are eager to go home, you know, people are ready to go home, they worked all day, I understand, today was my day off, thankfully, so, you know, I didn't have no reason to rush, as it were, so, I'm in the slow lane. I'm in a slow lane, and, you know, I'm just moving. People's going by me, zooming, of course. Then all of a sudden, about halfway home, there's just a stretch, you know. And I see people just getting in the fast lane, and that's in the slow lane, you know. It's like a whole line. It's like one car after another. So I'm thinking possibly it's, you know, an accident or it's someone with, you know, their emergency lights on, something like that, right? So now it's finally my turn to see who this person is that's, you know, redirecting this traffic, as it were. And by my surprise, it was a car that I didn't expect or anybody would expect for it to be one of the slowest ones on the road. It was a, I want to say year 15 or year 16 possibly, but it was a Porsche. It was a new one. It was a black with chrome rims. It was clean, you know, and it was a convertible. They had a vert out here, and he was one of the slowest cars, but he was going the speed limit, you know. I've noticed that too. I'm like, okay, when I got to him, I'm like, well, I'm going the speed limit, you know, but everyone else, you know, they're going, you know, they had their day, and I understand that. So I go, I pass him, you know. Gradually, I'm not trying to rush or anything, but I'm naturally just a fast driver anyway. I am, you know, I have a heavy foot. But, so as I go past, I see his license plate. It has the number 4, and then it has the word tune, T-U-N-E, and the number 8. All together, no spaces. It's 4, the word tune, and then the number 8. So it didn't take long for me to catch it. Fortunate. Okay. Fortunate. And then as I drove by, going by him, you know, I see this man, you know, he's older, Caucasian man, has a baseball cap. You know, he's not leaning, his seat is straight up. You can see it. You know, he's postured right. And he's minding his business. He's not concerned about people driving by him. You know, he's not concerned about, you know, possibly what other people perceive him to be. You know, we, a lot of us who don't have signature cars view people with signature cars certain type of ways as we should not have. You know, so people have, probably have their preconceived notion of how he is by how he's driving, right? It didn't hit me the same way. Matter of fact, how it hit me kind of hard. I read his license plate and I seen him. He was just minding his business, you know, just driving. On a Wednesday night, you usually be wondering, why is someone driving their weekend car? For us, anyway, a Porsche convertible on a Wednesday night, you know? So he's taking his time, you know? He's moving along like the rest of us. And as soon as I passed him, and I looked and everything, it stuck on me. And I was like, how fortunate is he? He's exactly where I would want to be, or I strive to be. So it really stuck with me, man. I got a whole epiphany, as it were, whole revelation from it. So many people rush to get to the place where he has made it to. Everyone is running past him, driving past him, rushing to get home, rushing to get wherever they got to do before they get home, you know? You know, I don't know, like I said, I know they're probably upset with someone that's going a little slower than them. But at the same time, when I thought about it, he's at a totally different pace than the rest of us. He's fortunate. And to me, it was a blessing to me to see that. Simply because, again, he scratched all the lines that I still have unmarked off. He's made it to an old enough age to know he's seen plenty of his life. He's probably went through a lot. He's probably seen a lot, experienced a lot, probably had to survive through a lot. And he made it out. You know, he was older. He had gray hair. I have gray strands. That's only, from hereditariness. But, he got a head full of gray. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. He's able to scratch that off. It's a blessing to be able to be of old age. I have yet to experience it. I'm only 26 years old. And he may be 40, he could be 50 or 60. But the fact that he's got to a position where I have to make all the right decisions now to get to that later on, to get to the head full of gray, that stuck with me. I said he was fortunate to have that. There's so many people my age, that's within my demographic and, my background, that has not made it to 25. I believe I've been a statistic for who I am and where I've come from. He's probably doubled that age. You know? He's fortunate. Then, I was like, his own pace. People are rushing, trying to cheat life. Trying to surpass someone else. Trying to keep up with the Joneses, as it were. He's just taking his time. He's paid his dues. He can slow down and not rush. Granted, I don't know his occupation. I don't know his dollar signs, what he makes. Of course not, but like all of us in a healthy way would presume, if you're able to drive a $65,000 car, you must be doing fairly well, So let's keep that in mind. I'm going to just use that like anyone else would. The fact that you're able to do that on a Wednesday night, a vertical, it's getting darker, but it's still, light enough at the time where you can see things and you see it differently. I was like, wow. He's able to be in his own lane, figuratively and literally, because no one else wants to be in his lane. They're passing him. And he's content with that. He's not pressured to move faster. He's not pressured to look and see who's next to him. He's not pressured to try to keep up with anyone else. He is fortunate. And I was like, wow, I want to be in that position in my life. I don't know his life story, but just from this quick pass by, it hit me, man, like a freight train. There is someone, and it could be you. There is someone, and it very well may be me, but there's someone that is very fortunate to be where they are. And they're trying their hardest to zoom right past it. To not savor the moment where you are. To not bask in knowing that you did not have to be here today. You're rushing. You're taking everything for granted. I have to get home. I have to get this done. I have to get that done. This store is going to close. I have to speed this. I have to pass this light. I'm trying to make sure I can, learn where all the cop cars are usually parked at. So I know, how to cheat and how to get this fast and how to go that fast and not and this, that, and this, that. Always trying to find ways to just cheat life and make shortcuts. All in the while, we never take the time to embrace time. We don't embrace it because time is always moving. Whether you want to move or not, it's always moving. You can't keep up with time. At some point in time, you're going to have to slow down. You keep going, there's going to be at some point in time where it's going to make you stop. You keep living and the clock keeps going and it keeps ticking away. It never gets slower, but you may. It may stop one day. Without you. But it's possible that while you're in the position that you are right now, as fortunate as you are right now, keep up with your last name. Stay in your lane, as everyone likes to say. It's so cliche and so ran over now. It's so overkill. But you have to make sure, make a deliberate decision, make the valiant effort to just mind your own business. Stop rushing, especially for someone else. We're always making sacrifices and trying to do so much for somebody else all the time. And then when we finally have time to give time to ourselves, the only way we're able to use it is by recuperating from all the time we've wasted for someone else. So I just want to share that story with you. How perfect and ironic that was to pass someone that was able to mark all the dotted lines that I'm striving to mark off. He's made it to older age. I want to do that. You know? He has a material possession I would love to have, which means he's made enough. He was disciplined enough. He put himself in a position to where it gave him access to what he really wanted and desired, even up to older age. You know, the older you become, the less strife and weight you want to put on yourself. You know, it was amazing to me how I seen all of that and just a pass by. It's amazing how we pass by so many life stories and lessons because we don't take the time to slow down and see things for what it really is. How selfish are we to only have a one-track mind, to only see things in how we want to see it, to not care to broaden our horizon, to not care to hear others' opinion. It's amazing. But check your time right now. It's 8:40 right now. As I speak this, as I say this, between 8:40 and 8:45, what are you going to do? It's 5 minutes. And after these 5 minutes go, you'll never get them again. This is as young as you will ever be again in your entire life. Stop passing it by. Stop running so fast. Let people pass you. It's fine. You don't have to always keep up with everyone else. Because the majority of the time, people don't normally know where they're going. They're just going. It's amazing. But hey, this was Kel's just short story. I just wanted to open that up to you. Something to ponder on, something to think about, you know, because it hit me. And it wouldn't leave me until I expressed it to someone else. So this is J. Kel signing off. Peace and love to someone, somewhere, everywhere.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.